The Fides news agency has come out with a report on the numbers of people killed in pastoral work in 2007. Charles Collins takes a closer look.
A week ago, the church celebrated the feast of St. Stephen, the first martyr of the church. On his feast day, Pope Benedict said St. Stephen teaches us to love the cross because it's the path on which Christ comes among us ever anew. Since the beginning of the church, people have given their lives in service of the gospel. Fides, the new service of the Congregation for the Evangelization of Peoples, released a document on Wednesday saying that at least 21 pastoral workers were killed in the mission fields in 2007. Most of these were victims of violent crimes, including robberies and carjackings. But the list also includes Sister Ann Thole, the only woman religious who died a violent death in 2007. She was not murdered. She sacrificed her life to save the lives of others. After pulling five AIDS patients from the fire which was devouring the poor structure in which they were hospitalized, Sister Ann went back to fetch three more. But the ceiling collapsed and she was killed. "We can still save the others," were her last words as she walked back into the flames. The continent which registered the highest number of pastoral workers killed in 2007 was Asia, including the priests and deacons gunned down in Mosul, Iraq, in June. The congregation is quick to point out that the list they provide is not complete, nor can it be. There are many unknown soldiers of Christ, as Fides puts it, who give their lives every year. For more information, you can visit the website at www.fides.org. I'm Charles Collins.